Parshas Vayero, before Kadosh Baruch Hu destroys Sedoim, Pasuk says, Hashem amar mechasani mi'avom asher ni yoysav v'rom ha'yoysig l'goygol davosim v'nivrchu bo'y kol goy ha'aret ki odativ z'mana sh'yitzav ez bonav ez beis ha'achro v'shomru derach Hashem las estok ha'mishpat z'mana vi Hashem al avrom yis asher diber olam. The way that Rashi teaches this Pasuk, I ki odativ v'salosh n'chibra, I've endured, he's cherished, Avram is cherished by me. Why? Because he's mitzav ebonav u'bnesei achrov to be shomer the derech Hashem. For what reason? Rashi says, kachu mitzav ebonav shimru derech Hashem kidei shiyom Hashem al Avram. Right? Es kol asher diber olav. Be careful to be shomer Torah mitzvos. Why? You should have all the haftafos that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to give to Avram. He's going to give them that his children are going to be afar aretz, and then he's going to get Canaan. He's going to get. So make sure to keep the Torah that you should be able to receive all the brachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed will come in wake of someone who keeps the mitzvos. And the shaila is that the chora. And Tikkunei tells us in Ovis, Al tiyu ke'avodim v'sham shel rav amanas l'kabel pras, Elo yu ke'avodim v'sham shel rav shel amanas l'kabel pras. That the ikur is that you should be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring on to you all the brachos that are mentioned in the Torah. The highest darga, Avram Avinu l'chera, Avram Moyavi, the highest darga shouldn't be tell his family, imechanech his kids, that, oh, keep the Torah mitzvahs, k'day you should be able to get the brachos. So Vova says that you're right, that's true when it comes to your own Avedas Hashem. However, when it comes to Chinuch and giving over to the next generation, that's the only way to go. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnah, he says that's the way that a person is supposed to be Mechanech when a kid is very young. So you tell them, if you say Aleph Beis, we'll give you honey. When you get a little bit older and things change over the generations, I don't want to say, like, what we're going to promise you, and at what age? He gets 3 years old, he's already getting, by the time he's, at a certain age, if you do this, then we'll give you candy, and when you get a little bit older, so we'll give you clothing, nice clothing, and afterwards we'll give you a fancy position, and then afterwards we'll get you v'chulu v'chulu. And Mamela in Echaram, when it comes to Chinuch, that's the way to go. But the truth is that it's really the way to go for ourselves also. Chinuch is a lifelong avodah, and in Echanami, when it comes to our children, certainly that's the way to do it. But when it comes to us also, a lot of times we need a little bit of a push, we need a little bit of a incentive to be able for our avodas Hashem. I was once in somebody's house, and I saw a sticker on the a magnet on the fridge. The picture of the Balabai standing next to a Cessna four-seater plane, and it said next to it, the difference between men and boys is the price of their toys. That everybody has toys, everybody needs toys, everybody likes to have, you know, things. But for certain people, when you're younger, the toy that'll get you to do whatever it is, learn the Mishnayos by heart, is a toy car. And when you're older, you need a toy plane. And when you're a little bit older, you need a real plane. But in Echanami, every person needs it, and it's a good thing. And it's something, mitosh l'lishma v'lishma means, like the Bible must say, you need the l'lishma to get to the lishma. That's the way to do it. And in Echanami, that's the... Rabbi Victor Miller has a whole shiur called The Artificial Man. To be not a natural, artificial, but it's also to do things in a certain way so that people will look at you in a good light. People will look at you and give you honor, give you whatever it is. That's the way to start. That's the way to go. However, it has to be with the kavana. When you're doing these things, it has to be with the kavana to be able to get to the lishma. Obviously, the mitzvah shel lishma b'lishma is with the intention that you get to the lishma. But in Echanami, the chatchila, one should start off that I'm going to do this because I want to get a shteller. I'm going to do this because I want to pass the test, and I'm going to get smicha or nida so that my in-laws will see that I'm a chashav tam chacham. I'll do whatever it is. The Rav Volba said, he says that a lot of the things that we do b'zmanin, he says, coming to shachris, he says, mashkiach comes to shachris because it's mashkiach, he has to come. The bachim comes to shachris because there is mashkiach. Everybody's coming because of whatever reason it is that they're coming. But in Echanami, he brings down in the shtickle, he says, Yeruchim would say, there's a person who's by his in-law's house, and he's saying Shema. And he hears something ruffling in the back. And he thinks that it's his mother-in-law passing by. And his kavana during Shema is tremendous. Then he sees out of the corner of his eye that it's just a cat. All of a sudden, the level of his kavana went from 100 to 35, because he doesn't have to impress anybody. But in Echonami, that's how we should start out. It should start out like that. And that is, a person should do things. He should give himself incentives. Make yourself some sort of prize that you'll do for finishing shas, for whatever it is that you're doing, finishing one mesechta, getting smicha, whatever it is the nekuda is, working on avodas Hashem. It could be also something to, an incentive not to do something. There's some people that they're navad, and anytime that they overrun whatever it is, the kind of navad, they can ask themselves a certain amount, whatever it is. But really, we try to do it the positive as opposed to the negative. But it's just more geshmak that way, and it's more of effective. And the it could be in a certain getting a position also has. There's certain things that you could do purposely, and certain situations that you're in also that lend you to be able to grow, and lend you to be able to, they give the opportunity to grow if you take the opportunity. Because the position, if a person's in a position of chashivas, so then he can work on his taivas, because it's pasnish anymore that he should eat ice cream in front of everybody. It's not the same thing. So I once heard a story. I heard it from the person that it happened with, Michiel Yaakovson. He said a story. He said when he was younger, he was in yeshiva, and he used to learn with yeshiva at night dinner. Kitzur, one night he told him he's going to chasana, and he's not going to be there. Kitzur, night dinner shows up, the yeshiva's there, and sure enough, he shows up at night dinner. So he said, I thought you told me you're going to chasana. So he says, you're right, I did go to the chasana, but when I saw there I didn't like, so I came back. He says, what was it? So he said, I don't like eating my chasanas. By me, it's more interesting to watch the people. So he said that he saw one of the people on the dais, who's an older person, probably in his 70s, Choshava, whoever it was, I don't know, with his frock. And also at one point he saw that the person looked toward the door, and he was like totally ready to run towards the door. He was waiting anxiously for whatever's going on at the door. So he looks towards the door, he's not sure what he sees. He sees a waiter there. The kid, so the waiter comes in, he looks a little bit longer, the waiter comes in with dessert, and this person goes behind the waiter and grabs one of the desserts. Before you know it, he says he grabs another dessert and took it in it. He says he couldn't believe it, couldn't believe his eye. What's going on over here? This is what, like, our whole life, this is the person that we're looking towards, this is the person, I don't know who it was, he didn't say it was, possibly I'm not saying, but this is the person that was looked to as a chashva person, this is... So he says, what's the pshat of this? He answers Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah said something, and it's a great yisurit for life. Rosh Hashanah said that there's different times in life that a person is put into a situation. And he could use it, he could channel the situation as he wishes. For example, because this person, for example, let's say he got a shteller when he is 40 years old. Then he put on a frock. Now it's a pasnish that he should have ice cream, whatever it is, whatever the dessert was. So he wants to have it, and every time that he wants to have it, but he can't have it, but he can't have it, but he can't have it. A lot of times if a person just presses down too much, and he forces himself too much, then in Echonami, a person says, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara, right, for a whole day. I'm not going to eat cake the whole week. I'm working on my tires, I'm not going to eat cake the whole week. What happens next week, though? Next week, does he eat double the amount of cake? Because he's forced himself, he's gone against his time is too much, and therefore it backfires. This is the same thing can happen. A person, he's in a matzav where he can't eat cake, and every year he wants to eat cake, but it's possible, according to his newfound position, he's not in a position to eat cake anymore. Until he gets to a certain age where he's not so in touch 100% with his, and then he just loses himself, and he's not so in touch with the people around him that are looking, he just loses himself. It says, every person has the yicharis to take the situation two different ways. It could be looked at as, oyvei, I wish that it would be able to have the cake, and I'm not going to have the cake. And then it just presses down further and further and further, gets more difficult. Or it could be, you know what, this is a way for me to work on my taivas. This is a way for me to work on my... And everybody's put into these types of situations. It doesn't have to be that you're getting a position with a frock, or whatever it is, with kas, right? There's other people at your house. Right, so you would scream for whatever happened. Something came crashing down, and you would. But you're not going to do that now because. So now, as soon as the person leaves, you're going to scream twice the amount. Or no, this is a way to work on your task. This is a way. It's not so important. If it was so important, I would have screamed if the person was here. I see that it's not. There's so many different situations that we're put into that there's whatever it is that could be the. It's a shaloi lishma. The reason why I'm not screaming in a chanami is because I don't want that person to look at me that I'm but that can be used towards Lishma. It helps me in my way to Hashem, as long as it's with the intention of going and growing and trying to overcome the Midas. Then all these times, all these things, first of all, you could lechatchilo give yourself incentives to be able to work on Avodas Hashem. And in the situations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you into the specific situation that helps with Avodas Hashem, as long as you harness it towards Avodas Hashem, then in Hanam you can gain and grow from any of these situations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person into.